In the world of high school sports, there's a lot of soccer, track, and baseball this time of year, but another spring sport represents Wisconsin's outdoor traditions, clay target shooting. 78 schools around the state are part of a league with over 1,200 student participants who compete with each other, often virtually. Paul Leithan is the coach of West Salem High School's clay target shooting team. He's also the automotive and welding instructor at the school. Paul, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here.
And Evan Rao is also with us, senior at West Salem High School. Evan competes on the clay target shooting team. Evan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, no problem.
And Paul, let's start with the basics here for people who haven't done this before. Talk about how clay target shooting works as a sport.
Each round consists of 25 clay targets, five per station. The students are grouped into five-person squads, each starting on a station, and one at a time, in sequence, each student gets a chance, says pull, the bird automatically, or the clay target automatically leaves the trap house, and the student shoots, and then it goes to the next student at station number two. When he's or she is ready, they say pull, and the bird or clay target comes out. They shoot, and is continuing after five shots at one station. The students then rotate to the next station, and it starts all over again until all participants have shot 25 clay targets.
And Paul, are most of the students who participate in clay target shooting experienced shooters, or do you have people who come in with no background with firearms?
We have a wide range. The High School Clay Target League, a little bit of a misnomer. We have students from 6th grade all the way to 12th. About half of our students are in middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and the other half are in high school.
And Evan, let me ask you, how did you get involved in the sport?
Really, I started when I was young. I've been holding a gun ever since I could hold it up, practically. And, I started just hunting, and then through 4-H, I found traps, and my family shot a lot of traps, and then I just grew to love the sport, really.
And, Evan, talk about your team. This is your first official season in the league. How did the team come together?
Yeah, we're a really young team, actually. We only got two seniors on our team, so we have a lot of potential to grow, but we got 30-some kids out this year shooting, and it's our first year, so it's a really good turnout for a smaller school like we are.
And, Paul, you said he or she, there's not like a boys' league and a girls' league, it's all one team?
That's correct. Male, female, from 6th through 12th grade, we've got students of varying abilities. Some kids for the first time are starting out, and students like Evan have been shooting for quite a long time, and it's pretty cool because we've partnered with our local Rod and Gun Club, and they usually have 5 to 10 to sometimes 15 adult experienced trap shooters that are there helping us make this thing safe, make this thing happen, and make it happen so that especially the young shooters, learn the fundamentals and are able to get better each week.
And one thing that's kind of interesting to me, Paul, I understand you generally compete virtually. Each team would go out and shoot. You don't have to get all the teams together. This is saving on transportation costs, which is especially going to help the smaller rural schools.
Absolutely. We shoot at our local Rod and Gun Club. And all the other schools shoot at their local rod and gun clubs. And at the end of the shooting week, we report our scores, and then the students are able to access their scores and find out, where our team stands amongst the other teams in our conference. And individually, they can find out where they stand within the conference and on our team.
And Evan, you say you've been shooting for a while. You've done clay target shooting. Does it feel different, though, getting out and representing your school and competing in the sport?
Oh, very much so. When you're just shooting trap with your buddies, you don't have as much pressure on your back. You're not really thinking about it. You're still having a good time both times, but you feel that pressure just beating down on you. You got to do good for your team so your team has a chance to make it and go far.
And Paul, I mean, your team is new. Your school is new in the league. Do you feel like you've got a good competitive chance here?
Absolutely. Evan said we're not real experienced. We have younger shooters, but a lot of our younger shooters, middle school age shooters, have been doing this for, you know, a few years. And this last week we had a shoot and we had four shooters get a perfect 25 out of 25. That's tough to do.
Evan, is this something you can pull off, 25 out of 25?
I was one of the four last
All right.
week.
All right, Evan, before we let you go, what are your goals for this season?
I mean, my goal is bring good leadership to our squad, I guess, and, I mean, just keep this trap thing really get going, get it started, so bringing the younger generations up and get them to shoot instead of sitting on the couch eating potato chips.
Evan, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
And Paul, thanks a lot.
Hey, it was my pleasure.
We've been talking to Paul Lethen, coach of West Salem High School's Clay Target shooting team. Evan Rao is a senior there on that team.